It is Tuesday, March 5th. Today, Meta's platforms crash in the most terrifying way possible. TikTok engagement is dropping like a rock. Why you're probably pricing your bundles wrong. And is Google's announcement today, finally, mercifully, the end of AI spam in its search engine? I'm Todd Maffin. That's ahead today in digital marketing.
It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and drives you towards your goals. Let your ideas flow with AI tools that guide you, but give you full control and flexibility. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. Get everything you need to turn your part-time passion into a full-time business. Go to Wix.com.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The big news, at least this morning, was the widespread outage of some major social media platforms. About 10 o'clock this morning, Eastern Time, Facebook, Instagram, and Messenger all went down. And in the most terrifying way, rather than it just not working, it logged people out. Then when they went to get back in, it told them their password was wrong. This is pretty much what would happen if you got your account hacked. So, needless to say, many marketers this morning had a bit of a scare. 20 minutes after the problem started, the Down Detector website had logged more than a half million reports. Meta's other services, Threads and WhatsApp, were also affected, though not quite to the same level. The hiccup comes at a critical time, just before a major regulatory deadline set by the European Union's Digital Markets Act, aimed at fostering competition in the digital sector. This legislation requires tech giants like Meta to make their platforms more accessible to smaller competitors. It's quite possible this was something deeper than just Meta's systems, as YouTube and Discord also both had issues for a brief time this morning. As of the time of this recording, things seem to be back in order. SocialMediaToday.com has analyzed several reports on TikTok engagement and found that engagement there is down for almost all brands. One study from Rival IQ found that TikTok's average engagement rate on brand content is now 2.6%. A year ago, that was 5.6%. Also, data from Amplify found that TikTok's post interactions are also down 26% from its highest numbers at the start of 2022. And Social Insider found the average engagement rate for TikTok videos dropped by 35% over the past year. Quoting Social Media Today, quote, "It could be a reflection of platform maturity and brand adoption, i.e., as more brands come to the app, competition gets tougher, and engagement necessarily declines. Or it could be that brands are producing less engaging content over time." Either way, it's interesting to note that TikTok, which had once been the shining light for brand engagement, is losing some of its sheen, which could also factor into your planning. If you've seen a decline in your TikTok engagement numbers of late, it may not be you, unquote. We have links to Rival Q, Amplify, and Social Insider's reports in today's email newsletter, which you can subscribe to for free by tapping the link at the top of the show notes or going to todayindigital.com/newsletter. Slashing prices on multi-pack products might not be the golden ticket to boosting sales after all. Some new research reveals a curious consumer behavior. Shoppers are more inclined to purchase multi-packs with prices that are easily divisible by the number of items included, even if it means they'll pay a bit more. The insight comes from a collaboration between Michigan State University, Baylor University, and Virginia Tech, where researchers conducted 15 experiments to understand the nuances of consumer purchasing decisions. Their findings? When the price per pack divides neatly, like, say, $18 for a six-pack, customers are 45% more likely to buy that compared to a slightly lower but harder to divide price like $17. The study authors called this the price divisibility effect and suggested that when consumers can easily calculate the cost per item, they're more likely to see the value in buying in bulk. Interestingly, this effect diminishes when unit prices are displayed or when products include information on how long they're expected to last, which is often the case in the European Union due to regulations. The research was primarily focused on fast-moving consumer goods like body wash and facial tissues, so this pricing strategy might not apply to durable goods like socks, which consumers prefer to last longer. Plus, the study highlighted that the price divisibility effect is less potent when multipacks consist of diverse products, like a set of hand creams with different scents. Retailers typically opt for precise pricing, often ending in 99 cents, to appear more affordable. But this study suggests a shift toward divisible pricing could lead to higher sales for products that are consumed quickly.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
I'm sure everyone's had this conversation before. Holy crap, Google's gotten bad lately. Like, Google pretty much anything, and you'll get 10 pages of results that are either cheaply written listicles or AI-generated garbage. Google apparently has finally noticed too, and this morning announced some changes to its ranking algorithm, most notably a penalty on content that exists only to summarize other content. This has always been a cheap SEO tactic, but it's also something the AI bots have caught on to. Quoting The Verge, quote, "For Google to announce the changes it's making signals two things. First, that these are big changes that could meaningfully change your search experience. A Google spokesperson says that Google's measurements show a reduction in unhelpful content by up to 40%. And second, that Google is now sending a message to the web, your spammy, sketchy behavior ends now." So what exactly are they knocking back? First, sites that create hundreds or thousands of low-quality articles every day, whether that's through overseas contractors or AI. One example a Google executive mentioned was obituary spam. Second, something Google calls site reputation abuse. These are normally reputable websites, big brands that you would know, which also carve out a part of their site for spammy content and affiliate marketing and the likes. Google says those sites have 60 days to knock it off before they start penalizing them. And expired domain abuse. This is when someone buys a domain name that's been abandoned and using its existing Google ranking to stuff it with cheap content. Again, quoting The Verge, quote, "The job is not done, of course. The reckoning over AI-generated content, what it means, who wants it, how it should rank, is only just beginning and will cause Google plenty of internal headlines as it both tries to bring AI to everyone and tries to save the web from being overrun by it. Even Google's own search engine is increasingly an AI machine. And there will always be new, sneakier ways to game your way to the top of the search results. This is a headache of Google's own making. Most of the chum on the web exists entirely to game Google, and so Google will always be one step behind." Unquote. Bit of a shorter episode today. I'm still feeling like hell. I don't think I've had a cold in a long time. So, and it's a man cold as well. You know, this, by the way, can I just say the whole concept of a man cold is scientifically proven. Look it up. Men feel it harder. I know. It sounds dumb, but with any luck and with the help of medication, I will see you tomorrow.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're a facilities manager at a university, you know students rely on the cafeteria for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the occasional late-night snack. So when a dishwasher breaks down and dirty plates pile up, the mess hall can turn messy in the blink of an eye. Enter Grainger. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast delivery, the product you need now is never far away. So you can turn that dishwasher back into a lean, clean washing machine. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.